Well, and now to Washington, D.C., where there are plans to design a massive new civic space called the 11th Street Bridge Park. The park will span the Anacostia River, along a dividing line between prosperity and poverty in D.C. West of the river, closer to the monuments and Capitol Hill, economic progress is easy to find. East of the river, you'll find a mostly African-American neighborhood that's been lacking opportunities since the 1960s. Jonathan Wilson from the Here and Now contributing station WAMU has the story of why so many people in and around Anacostia see the proposed park as the key to turning things around.
If you like boisterous, heartfelt praise music, the 7:30 a.m. Sunday service at Matthews Memorial Baptist Church in Anacostia might just be the cure for any early morning sluggishness. Reverend Donna Freeman is the children's pastor at Matthews Memorial. With a congregation of about 2,000 members, it's one of the largest churches in the part of Anacostia known as Berry Farm. And Freeman sees the 11th Street Bridge Park as the anchor that will keep people from leaving.
The 11th Street Bridge brings that hope and newness back into the area, along with retail and different things that are going on.
Yeah, what we're looking at now are four different piers that were the old supports for the old 11th Street Bridge that we're planning on reusing.
Scott Kratz is the executive director of the 11th Street Bridge Park project. He's standing on the Anacostia waterfront looking at the remains of the old bridge, piers that will become a civic space the size of three football fields, a space that will include a cafe, an environmental education center, and an amphitheater, all linking neglected Anacostia with bustling Barracks Row, the neighborhood across the river.
I can't think of another project within that sort of single intervention that can be an anchor for economic development for both sides, can re-engage people with the river itself, can connect to communities that have been divided for so long, and can be a safe place for active recreation.
Kratz also knew that few of those goals could be accomplished without residents and community leaders on both sides of the river buying into the plan.
The very first question we ask is this something that the community wants? Because if not, this was probably not a good use of anybody's time or effort.
So Kratz created a design oversight committee and held more than 300 community meetings over the past 3 years. Community activist David Smith is a part of the committee. He says from the beginning, there's been one hot topic at the meetings, gentrification.
I think everyone is starting to realize that, first of all, there are a lot of promises that have been made in the past that are never kept.
Kratz concurs, but that G word, he says the real concern is something much easier to understand.
What we're really concerned about is displacement. How do we make sure that this 11th Street Bridge Park can be a rising tide that lifts boats on both sides of the river?
A frequent point of comparison for the 11th Street Bridge Park is New York City's High Line. That's a linear park built in 2009 on a defunct portion of elevated freight rail track in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood.
They were the first to transform aging infrastructure into a new civic space. It's a proof of concept. People can see that that works.
But New York's High Line also provided a cautionary tale about gentrification. Property values around it skyrocketed, and the neighborhood changed so rapidly that working-class residents were priced out, and long-standing businesses were hit hard by the changing demographics. David Smith says avoiding the High Line scenario will take continued effort and vigilance.
Would a tidal wave or opportunity be a tsunami to the people in the community and wipe them out? That is the concern. And I pray that this interview, I don't hear it in 10 years and realize, wow, I knew that it could happen.
Scott Kratz says his design oversight committee has come up with ways to make sure the Bridge Park isn't an engine for displacement. He says the city should consider tax breaks for local artists and businesses and setting aside land near the bridge for affordable housing. He hopes to gather ideas into a formalized plan that his committee will present to elected leaders.
It'd be really easy to just say, we don't own any land on either side of the bridge park. We're a nonprofit, right? And say, this isn't our problem. But ultimately, I think that would be irresponsible. If one of the driving goals is to connect to otherwise divided communities, by ignoring that, we wouldn't be true to our mission.
David Smith says if the 11th Street Bridge Park can do what it promises, beautify the river, empower local residents to build and own businesses where they live, it could help lay to rest the idea that neighborhood revitalization always brings displacement. For Here and Now, I'm Jonathan Wilson in Washington.